Welcome to Globetrotter Academy. Today we're exploring a complex and often under-discussed topic.
That's right.
Substance use among expatriates.
Today's discussion draws on the study Expatriation, Alcohol and Drugs, Antecedents and Consequences of Substance Use in Expatriation by Olivier Wirtz.
The stress of working abroad can lead to unexpected challenges, including increased reliance on alcohol and drugs.
This research reveals the intricate relationship between stress, substance use, and professional adjustment in expatriates.
One of the key findings is that stress is a significant driver of substance use. The study highlights that medium to high levels of stress can trigger greater consumption of substances, especially among male expatriates. As the study states, stress at medium to high levels increases substance use among male expatriates, but not females.
That's a critical point. The study uses the tension reduction theory to explain this phenomenon. Essentially, substances like alcohol are used to alleviate the psychological strain caused by stress, albeit temporarily. However, this coping mechanism comes with significant consequences for professional adjustment.
And those consequences are profound. The study found that substance use negatively impacts work performance. As the author notes, substance use is negatively correlated with professional adjustment, meaning it directly harms expatriates' ability to adapt to their roles and responsibilities.
It's a vicious cycle. Stress leads to substance use, which then impairs professional functioning, potentially increasing stress further. The study also reveals that experienced expatriates, those with prior assignments, are paradoxically more prone to substance use under stress than first-timers.
That finding surprised me. You'd think that experience would act as a buffer, but instead it seems to have the opposite effect. As the study explains, experienced expatriates may bypass the initial honeymoon phase of adjustment and instead face more immediate cultural and professional challenges.
Gender also plays a significant role here. The study found that male expatriates are far more likely to use substances in response to stress compared to their female counterparts. This aligns with broader research showing that men are more likely to externalize stress through behaviors like drinking.
Another aspect I found interesting was the role of organizational support, or the lack of it. The study suggests that clear policies and emotional support could mitigate substance use. However, it also notes that current organizational support systems are often insufficient.
That's a missed opportunity. Effective organizational support, such as stress management programs or tailored resources for expatriates, could make a huge difference. The study emphasizes that preventive actions, including well-being programs, should be prioritized by HR managers.
It's clear that substance use isn't just a personal issue, it's an organizational one. When expatriates struggle with adjustment, it affects not only their health, but also the company's performance. What do you think organizations should take away from this study?
First, they need to recognize the risk factors: stress levels, gender differences, and prior experience. Second, they should provide proactive support, such as cross-cultural training and ongoing mental health resources. The study makes it clear that addressing substance use is both a moral and strategic imperative.
The study sheds light on an important but often hidden issue in global mobility.
Let's continue bringing research like this to the forefront, helping organizations and individuals navigate these challenges effectively.
If you found this episode valuable, don't forget to subscribe and share it. Until next time, take care.